60 Desirable Good Manners and Social Skills by Elizabeth Shelby.
Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book plus downloadable audiobooks, perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. We have fun educational audiobooks kids can follow along with, delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. You can join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses, get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long. Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free and creative fun for their kids. And don't forget to tell a fellow mom. Visit us at www.letscolorimaginations.com for more magical stories and coloring adventures. Happy listening.
Good hygiene etiquette.
Clean yourself habitually. You should develop the habit of cleaning yourself. It will not only make you feel good, but also give others a good impression and keep you from getting illnesses. Remember to take a bath every day, brush your teeth at least twice a day, and always wash your hands. Cover your mouth when sneezing and coughing. If you don't cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, germs from your mouth can be released, which is gross and can spread disease. Do not gross people out and spread any disease. You must cover your mouth with a napkin or handkerchief when sneezing and coughing. Don't pick your nose in public. Picking your nose in public is not a pleasant sight for others. It is disgusting and is also rude. Nobody wants to see you pick your nose, so avoid doing it in public. Don't burp out loud. Although burping occurs naturally in our bodies, it can make a loud, disturbing sound and leave an unpleasant smell. So when you feel like burping, be considerate to others around you by covering your mouth and burping silently. Also, say excuse me after burping. The proper way of dressing. Dress appropriately. Most importantly, your clothes have to be clean for you to be presentable and not smell. They must also be suitable for the particular setting or occasion. Whether they must be casual, smart casual, formal, etc. And of course, wear an attire that would make you look good and feel comfortable. Wear your shirt tucked in. Tucking in your shirt will make you look sharp and more presentable, especially when the shirt length is long, going past the middle of your zipper and back pockets of your pants, and if the hem is curved. Sometimes, there can be exceptions, such as when the hem is straight and the length is not too long. But generally, it would be best to tuck in your shirt.
Your pants must be pulled up to your waist and not show your underwear.
Our pants should properly cover the lower half of your body. It is not appropriate for your underwear to be showing. It would be worse if your butt got exposed.
Don't wear a hat indoors.
Here is a hat etiquette that must be practiced, mostly for boys. It is to take off their hat when inside particular places such as homes, churches, or temples, restaurants, theaters, and offices. For girls, however, hat etiquette is looser, as they are only expected to take their hat off when it blocks other people's view or inconveniences others, such as at a theater or wedding.
Girls must wear age-appropriate attire.
What makes clothes age-appropriate for little girls are not too revealing but modest style, comfortable to wear, doesn't restrain movement, and makes them feel good about themselves. They will allow them to have confidence as well as move and play with their friends without being indecently exposed. And the appropriate shoes are comfortable to wear on the go and don't have very high heels.
Girls' hair should always be neat and presentable.
Girls must keep their hair slick and away from their faces by always combing it properly. But it would be best to tie it up with some scrunchies or use hair clips on it so it won't be all over the place.
Listen to what someone is telling you, and let them finish before you respond.
Be a good listener and pay attention to what they are saying. Don't interrupt them, but wait for them to finish talking first, because interrupting someone who is talking is rude.
maintain eye contact, and refrain from making disruptive movements when in a conversation.
Apart from being all ears to the person you are in a conversation with, you must also show through your body language that you are paying attention and that you respect them. You should not look anywhere else and not do movements that can be disturbing, such as fiddling your hair or chewing your nails.
Don't raise your voice when talking with others.
Even when you are angry or annoyed at someone, don't shout at them. Communicate with others properly, using only moderate volume.
Say please or may I when you make a request.
If you want to get something or ask a favor from someone, don't forget to say please or may I. It is important to say those words to be polite when you make a request. For example, can I borrow your toy, please? Or may I pet your dog?
Say thank you to show appreciation. And say you're welcome when someone thanks you.
Saying thank you shows that you are grateful for the things others give you or do for you. While saying you're welcome is the appropriate response when someone thanks you.
Say excuse me if you need to get the attention of someone who is having a conversation with someone else.
When you need to talk to someone who is engaging in another conversation, say excuse me to politely get their attention. Be patient and wait to be acknowledged so that you won't interrupt them, especially when elders are having an important conversation.
Ask permission when you want to get something that is not yours.
Don't just take something that is not yours. You should respect others' belongings. Politely ask for whatever you want to borrow from them and handle it with care.
Return a thing you borrowed to the owner and thank them after using it.
After you're done using a thing you borrowed, remember to return it to the owner and say thank you. It shows that you respect the owner's property and appreciate that they lent it to you.
Say sorry with sincerity.
When you are at fault or made a mistake, the right thing to do is to say sorry. You must apologize sincerely and not do it again to show empathy and respect toward the person whom you have offended, wronged, or made a mistake to.
Don't say bad words.
Although bad words can sometimes be heard on TV or from other people, you must not imitate them, as cursing is not good. Using curse words can reflect a bad character. And it can also be offensive and disrespectful to others.
Practice phone call etiquette.
The right way to have a phone call is to greet the person you are on the call with first and talk softly but clearly so that you can be understood. Listen to them carefully and wait for them to finish what they are saying before you respond. Then properly close the call with goodbye and thanks for calling.
Text straight to the point.
When you need to talk to someone about an important matter or any matter, be specific in your text. That way, they will have an idea of exactly what you want to talk about and respond accordingly. Don't just text, "Hey, we need to talk, please give me a call," etc., as those texts may cause anxiety to the recipient.
Reply promptly when texting.
Always reply promptly when texting with someone, especially when there is an important matter being talked about. But if you can't reply immediately for some good reason, at least reply as soon as you can. Apologize for not replying quicker and explain why.
Be patient with replies.
Sometimes it may make you upset when someone doesn't reply quickly, and you might get tempted to double text. But people can't always reply quickly, as sometimes they may be doing chores, taking a shower, working on a project, or doing something else important that they need to do. So be understanding and wait patiently for their reply instead of appearing rude and being disruptive with double texts.
Like this story? There's so much more waiting for you.
At letscolorimaginations.com,
you'll find fun, educational audiobooks, and coloring books made just for kids ages 3 to 12 with stories for every stage of growing up. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book, plus early access to new releases, sneak peeks, and exclusive downloads. We're all about screen-free fun, creative learning, and sparking big imaginations, one story at a time. So join our family of book-loving parents and let's keep the magic going. Visit letscolorimaginations.com now. Your kid's next adventure is just a click away.